Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
So it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Chris. One little thing that I noticed from our video guy, Justin, who sold us out to get a sales job or whatever, who's leaving.
Yep.
The entire Creed thing, he had the camera on Buzz. So if you're watching YouTube and you hear a Creed, it was just Buzz just sitting there the whole time.
Well, that's good content.
Yes, it is. It's great content. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you get a song stuck in your head every day? 61.3% say yes. So you may have noticed Buzz is here. You heard the monotone singing. That means that it is time for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update with Commissioner TV star Buzz.
Thank you. Well, first of all, shout out to the maintenance staff here widening the door so I could get my head in the studio.
Yes.
Really appreciate that.
Yes.
Coming in with the cheap joke.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's start with Spike. He's trying to snap a 4-game losing streak.
Yep.
Taking on Derek. Finally got his boy Ricky Pearsall back.
Yes.
Didn't get anything from him besides one whole point. One whole point. But he brought the vibes. He brought the vibes back to the locker room. Got 17 from Tyrone Tracy, 20 from JSN, a 50-piece McNugget from Josh Allen. And that was enough for a 125-119 win.
Yes, I'm back.
Back Welcome on the winning back. Side of things.
Oh, yeah. No more woe is me.
No, still woe is me.
Man, 50 points from Josh Allen.
That was nice.
Imagine having that and still losing.
Oh, no. Is that what happened in the WIP League to you? Oh, that sucks.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Let's get to Jack.
It's a great outing.
Let's get to Jack, who's trying to snap a 3-game losing streak.
That's right. Let's get to him.
Taking on number 2, Derek. And Derek just failing to show up at all in week 11. Jack got 32 from Dak.
Oh, this is Dustin, by the way. Not Derek.
Yeah, it's Dustin.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say Derek? Dustin.
Yeah. Well, if you could please lock in.
Sorry.
A little bit.
Yeah.
When am I going to be on TV again? When am I going to be on TV again?
Dustin just failing to show up at all in week 11. Got 32 from Dak, 24 from George Kittle, 19 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 17 from the Browns defense. Jack wins easily. 122-83.
My bad.
Wow, over that loser Dustin in the Northeast. Oh, you showed him.
He was bragging to me too. He was like, "I'm 11-0 in my league with my 9-year-old nephews."
Oh yeah, nobody
Sick.
Cares.
Amazing.
Yeah,
what
you
about
just
this
lost
league,
to Jack.
Pal? Yeah, my smoke and mirrors team.
Yep. Loser.
And let's get to Ike taking on Bam in a preview of the consolation bracket. Ike needing to win out to even have a shot at the playoffs. And he put up 80.
That was a tough one.
17 from Drake May, 14 from Trey Tucker, 11 points on 11 targets for AJ
That's
Brown.
Big game for AJ, man. Yeah. The big one.
Yep.
One point
of
target.
He told you to trade him.
Ike loses to Bam 95-80, and Ike has officially been eliminated from postseason contention.
Wow. For the first time ever in the afternoon show fantasy football league.
Tough year.
Tough one. What a bad year.
And to get eliminated by Bam.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
What were you looking at?
There it is.
Every week.
Both of you.
Every week. Yeah. Other takeaways, Spike with the win. Still in the playoff hunt here with 3 weeks to go. He's two games back.
Yeah.
Likely to win any points tiebreakers. Jack, meanwhile, is now tied for that last playoff spot.
The miracle run!
Losing the tiebreaker by 66 point currently to George, who currently has that last playoff spot locked up.
Well, I'm not worried about George.
Yoshi, also a game back of the bye right now. Would be hilarious. Would absolutely be hilarious.
Yeah.
If Yoshi could get a bye after this season.
Man.
And Marcus, by the way, won his 10th game in a row.
Wow.
Only his team's really good. Yeah. He's really good. He's annoying, but he's really good.
Only loss of the season came back in week one to Ricky. And Bam and Tony, they are next on Elimination Watch. The next loss for either one of them, and they are done.
All right. What is the power rankings, Commissioner Buzz?
This was a bad week for the top five. Almost all of them lost. Ricky lost 107-81 to Tony, whose team is awful.
What's the top five?
He gets down. He's at number five.
Okay. All right.
RC is at four, down from number three. He lost 167-114 at the hands of Marcus. Yoshi, the number three team in the league right now.
Unbelievable. Wow. With his pity spot.
Up from number five, beat George 105-85. Dustin, despite the loss to Jack, he's going to stay at two by default because just about everybody else lost. I'm not bumping Yoshi that much. And number one, again, until further notice, Marcus beat RC 167-114.
Dude, how am I not in the top five?
What do you mean, how are you not in the top five?
I'm in a playoff spot
right now. You're not in the playoff spot right now.
You're not in the playoffs. You're 6-5.
I'm going to be in the playoffs.
All right, but you're not now.
I would like to make a motion about the Fantasy Football League up for vote right here. Given that Yoshi has a charity spot this year, if Yoshi wins the league, he's not in next year.
Wow.
If he wins it.
I disagree. I think if he wins, he deserves to be in again.
Mike, or Ike, rather. You're Ike.
Just for calling me Mike. Yeah, he's in.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If he wins the league, that proves his point that he deserved to be there.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Spike has a point.
No, I know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But because he called me Mike, if he does win. Yes.
No, it's just because of the Mike thing. Yes.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, it does got to be tough. I mean, your Rice Ricky Sanchez podcast host is Mike.
Is Mike, yes.
Okay, yes, you do have a host.
Yeah, but
he doesn't really look like me, but yeah.
No. And I talk to you 4 hours a day. You sit right there. I've known you 20 years. Yeah. Buzz, real quick, you did make an appearance on my PHL 17.
I did, just PHL 17 now.
Oh, it's not
mine. No more mine.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and Ike's a local news consumer.
Shut up.
So when is your next appearance?
I don't know, but I was indicated to that I will be invited back at some point.
Whoa!
The inside sources.
Good content.
Yeah.
My PHL 17.
And I mentioned this. I've been back a year and a half. Buzz has more TV appearances than I do now.
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
It's impressive. You're moving up the ranks, Buzz.
I appreciate it.
Would you say that Buzz has a better chance of replacing me than Broads at this point?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kidding me? Broads?
Broads can't clean up on TV.
Not like Buzz.
I would put a little powder on the forehead next time.
Yeah, maybe. There was no makeup department over there.
I'd wear a hat the next time.
Wear a hat on air.
You got to do your own makeup, dude. When I did CBS3, I learned how to do my own makeup.
Elliot does his own makeup.
Believe me, in this economy, you think they got makeup artists for you when you come in there?
No.
This guy's a diva already. He makes one spot.
Yep.
You get demanding a whole makeup department.
What a whole team.
All right. Well done, Commissioner
Thank
Buzz.
You.
All right. There he is, Commissioner Buzz. We have something important to talk to Elliot about right after we talk about something important with you, and that is your performance in the bedroom.
Elliot, how's your performance in the bedroom?
What, Elliot?
A+.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Well, yeah, and you never know, Elliot. You're hitting 40. You may be in a position at some point where Blue Chew is the place that you go to. You go to BlueChew.com.
Right. Well, that's why it is A+.
What's it?
No,
there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Let the big dog
get in on every time. $1.
That social following.
You go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. Think about how many times you could use it in the first month. At least once.
I'm paying for it.
You get, yes, first month is free. Jack is paying for your first month. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. He has refused that, but that's only like $5. What are you going to get? You're going to get chewables that bring you back to your best. Absolutely. You're not going to have to make any doctor's appointments. We all hate that. I mean, doctors serve a purpose, but if you can get out of it, you don't have to wait a few months for the appointment, especially in this case. You don't want to have that awkward conversation. You just do it at BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. No, no, no. It's made and shipped direct here in the USA in a discreet
hard
package.
That's right. And I mentioned to you the most important part. Well, it's not the most important part, but an important part is your first month. You can just try it for free.
Yeah.
You just use code 94 at checkout.
Don't start getting choked up in there. I know you're emotional.
I hear it.
You know what happened?
Started thinking about it.
Nah, I ate pistachios. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94, your first month is free, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it, let the good times flow. Sip it all night, let the good times flow.
Sip it all night. I don't think that's, again, how it works.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
L.A. Shore Parks joins us as ESPN. What are you doing in there?
Shut up.
That's the
Thought
second
I had a
time.
New intro song
well,
for
that's
a second.
That's the second time. It made you sound like you were Bugs Bunny or something. Elliot is with us as ESPN. Gober's Evenings is tonight at 6
yes.
with his special guest, Brandon Lee Gowton.
Yes.
Now, BLG, before we get to the important part with you, BLG is not a Sirianni guy.
And I know. We've already texted about it.
And you are a Sirianni
I am,
guy.
The correct side.
Are you guys going to have a Sirianni debate at some point in the 2 hours?
I think it's impossible not to. I'd imagine in the first 10 minutes we'll get into
yes.
it. Yeah. He's a big not Sirianni guy, which is crazy because he's the best head coach in franchise history.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But I was actually thinking about it earlier, not to derail this,
yeah.
but he should clearly be in Coach of the Year consideration, right?
Well, never do it.
No, though. I know, but I'm saying when you consider the record and the fact that he's gotten this team to 8-2 despite basically no one on the offense playing well, it is pretty impressive.
Wouldn't it be, as an offensive coach, a detriment to him that the offense
Well, no, but he's coaching around them not playing well. He's finding ways for them to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. He's not... I actually think Coach of the Year in the NFL is a little screwed up in that they only give it to a guy for a team that's not supposed to be good when they're good.
It is crazy to think he'll go through this stretch of probably at least 2 Super Bowl appearances in 3 years and maybe 3 and 4 years and not win a head coach of the year award.
And not even be in consideration.
I think the only year Belichick won was the undefeated year.
Yeah, he didn't get it many times. I mean, Dable,
I think it was the undefeated year.
Dable got it, and the other guy that they fired before him got it, that the Eagles almost hired.
McAdoo.
McAdoo got it.
And this year, I would imagine, it's going to be Steichen.
Steichen, I think, has a really good chance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he deserves it. He's been
Steichen
awesome.
Or Vrabel.
Vrabel,
too.
I would think Vrabel might get it just because he has a bit more pedigree.
Yes.
You know, he's more known, I guess.
So, you know, I think this is what we're bringing, Elliot. And we did our, and I know you don't like to keep track of Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yeah, I don't listen.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on.
You've been in the top five pretty regularly.
Okay.
Moving up and down. You were not in the top five this week.
I think that's fair.
And there are so many insiders throwing around scoops. You got Thegun throwing around scoops. Russini throwing around scoops. McLean throwing around scoops. Hugh Douglas throwing around scoops.
Reckless speculation, he might call it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got to clarify
Informed
that.
Informed speculation, yes. Maybe, is what really what gets him in the top five.
I guess the question is, what the hell are you doing out there?
I mean, look, the Eagles are showing you right now it's hard to repeat, right? It's really hard to do. So I did come into the year trying to have more scoops. It has not happened that way yet so far, but there's still a lot of weeks left, you know, so we'll see.
So we have another issue we have to go over with you.
I'm sure it's a positive one about what a good job I'm doing.
No,
right?
Look.
You're always doing a good job.
I love
exactly,
you.
Yeah.
You're always doing a good
My
job.
My gosh.
Thank you.
All right. Is Jalen Hurts having a good year?
I would say no.
Okay. And why?
Why do I think he's not having a good year?
Yeah, because they're 8-2.
Yeah, so 8-2 is why I hesitated. And I do think he's done a good job taking care of the ball. And as we'll talk about at the top of the hour on Go Birds Evenings, but I do think he is the main reason the offense is not where it should be. So he has to get dinged for that.
All right. I mean,
he has a coherent moral code.
As of right now, your moral code is coherent.
Thank you. Is this? Okay. I thought the training camp stats were coming up. Is this?
That's we're trying to, you know, because
so I've been thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think the training camp stats are obviously not in their infancy, but when you create something, right, you got to like work. I've never done the training camp stats for a Super Bowl MVP, so I don't know how someone coming off a Super Bowl MVP like. What's their training camp supposed to look like? Because I don't think he had a good training camp, right? We talked about this every day.
And it's translated
and
over.
The stats didn't really back it up. And it does look like it is translated into the regular season as the stats normally do. But
they
I do
didn't
think
last
this year,
year, though. They didn't last
they did,
year.
Well, they absolutely did last
well,
year.
Well, they won games and he took care of the ball last year. And you said, but he didn't
but I thought,
throw
I thought he I thought he was better last year throwing the ball than he's been this year.
The numbers don't say that.
Numbers
I know,
say
I'm just saying
exactly
my eye test.
Same.
The eye test is fine
with
that.
Don't say that last year he was playing better
I agree
than
with
he
that.
Is this year.
I agree with that, but I do think he played better last year than he has this year.
Now, you know what was better last year?
The team.
The offensive line.
Agreed. And that's part of the reason he was better.
No, the running game.
Yeah. The running
game. I think he's playing better at the quarterback position this year. He's
really?
One of the he's one of the best throwing the ball down the field 20 yards plus. Last year there were no 20 plus yards or rarely any 20 plus yards. He's much better against the blitz this year, right? He's taking care of the football. He's taking care of the football. I'm not saying he's great or playing elite. I'm saying he's playing better than he did last year.
So I think there's
it's
a lot
the
of
the other people who aren't playing as well.
I agree. The people around him not playing well. I agree with you on that. And, you know, we'll talk about this on Go Birds Evening. Starts at 6 o'clock.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. But I also think that while the people around him not playing well, what I think makes it a little disappointing this year is last year, all they needed him to do was make big plays on third down and not turn the ball over. And he did that in elite level. And then obviously he carried them to the Super Bowl in the playoffs. But
he
like
carried them to the Super
I'm
Bowl.
Saying in the Super Bowl when he got MVP.
Okay.
Even,
and he was
well,
really
he
good.
Carry
in the,
them
well,
in
he was really
game,
good
though.
In the championship game, too.
Yeah, he didn't carry them in either game. Though. The defense carried
them.
The
defense
both
carried
them.
Well, he did get Super Bowl MVP. The defense was
awesome.
But
he didn't carry
them. The defense was
awesome.
Well, the MVP trophy and voters would seem to disagree.
Well, Larry Brown has an MVP, Super Bowl MVP. He didn't carry the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure, I'll take your word for it. But I'm saying the game I saw, I know who carried them.
Well, he didn't carry them. The defense
was great, but
the
offense.
The
running game wasn't great in the Super Bowl. We're talking about the Super Bowl right now.
They carried them to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. The running game was very important last year. Absolutely. I agree with you.
It was very important.
It was. But it was.
That's one way to put it.
Right. But also, I mean, I think this year is also showing, since everyone wants to point their finger at Jalen, right?
Including you.
Including me.
Yeah.
But the difference is I also gave Jalen a ton of credit last year, right? So I think I've always, speaking of like moral code, I've always been very clear. It is the quarterback for me. When they're playing well and they're winning, I give the quarterback credit. When they're not, I think he deserves the blame. And so last year, when they had one of the best years, if not the best year in franchise history, I think he definitely, there's an argument to say he carried them. He's the most important player on the field every time they step on the field.
Okay, then, but then this year they're 8-2, and he only has 2 turnovers.
Yeah, but this year they need more from him, and that's why I think he's not having a good year. This year they need him to be more than he was last year. Last year he did what they needed.
He is more than what they needed. He's more than what they did last year.
But he's not been good enough for what they need from him this year. With the running game not playing well, they need more from him in the passing game, or the passing game in general, if you want to phrase it that way. And I think he is the main deterrent in the passing game this year. There are other things, for sure. The offensive line, AJ's not playing as well. But if I was doing a pie chart of blame for the passing game, Jalen would have the largest piece of the pie.
That's fine. I think he's always been mostly responsible for the passing game not being where everybody hoped it would be.
Agreed.
Yeah, but my point is they're not a passing team. They never have been.
I agree with you. And I was wrong about that last year when we did that debate, right?
Yeah.
But this year, they need to be a passing team. Or at least they need to be better because the running game is not good enough. So they need the passing game to step up, and he has not stepped up and played well enough, in my opinion. So that's why I think last year he was better. Whereas this year, of what is required of him, he has not met those standards. Last year, he met what was required of him.
You know one thing, and that's fine. I won't push back as much. But I said this earlier, and I'm thinking about games. Mm-hmm. And looking at replays, I don't see a bunch of people running wide open.
I agree with you.
So if that's the case, where is he supposed to throw the ball to?
So,
no,
he's supposed to put the ball in harm's way?
No, I think he's being smart with the ball, but I also think that his hesitation at times does hurt them. And I think that their reason guys are not running wide open is because he's the one that is essentially calling the offense. Like, I think there's an argument he's more of the offensive coordinator than Petullo is.
Okay. All right.
That is what everyone is saying. That's what Derek Gunn is saying. That's essentially what Baldy's saying when he was on today. Not as much Baldy, more Derek Gunn.
Derek Gunn is saying what somebody has told him.
I agree. I trust Derek Gunn.
Well, it's not about trusting Derek Gunn. It's about trusting the information that's being given to Derek
Gunn.
Right. We got to do it.
I'm with it.
All right, ESPN.
I'm going to stay here for the next show.
BLG's not even here yet. Yes. Oh, no, there he is.
He's going to say, hold on.
ESPN with Elliot
Schroepfer. Ike and BLG.
Yeah. I think I just got my new lead.
There it is. Yeah. All right.
I like the warm-up to this, by the way. It's good. I can see why athletes warm up.
All right. Elliot Schroepfer is coming up next. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You try losing Jada to goofy-ass Will Smith and see if you're not angry. Tupac from heaven.
Goofy-ass Will Smith.
Wow.
Philadelphia legend.
Whose idea was that?
That is a good one.
My goodness.
It was Tupac, clearly, from heaven. What's next?
Nope. No interest. The world O.G. Wade is living in when the Eagles tell Jalen to score points.
Yes.
Nope, no interest.
Yep, no thanks.
Make it as close as possible.
Yep. What's next?
I guess everyone is a tape guy nowadays. LOL. YouTube big board scout Spike Eskin.
Look, I'm making fun of myself with the YouTube big board. These people are doing it completely serious.
And again,
not too far off. You're kind of accurate. You made some good selections.
Yeah, my hits and my misses.
Yeah.
So Gabriel's a miss.
Yes, that was. We knew that though.
He's starting,
little guy, little fella. And then Rattler. But he's starting though for what, third round pick?
He's not starting.
No, he's not starting.
Well, he was starting.
He was starting. We'll see. I've not given up on Spencer.
Well, they went to a 26-year-old AARP first round pick.
Yeah, but that was Kellen Moore's guy. I've not given up on Spencer Rattler. He was playing pretty good when he was in. The biggest win
is Bo Nix, right?
Yes.
That's thus far, yes. And a couple of offensive linemen that Ross Tucker laughed at me about.
As he should.
Yeah, well, he was wrong, I was right. What's next?
What? Baldy responding to Spike, just asking how he's doing.
Yeah, today was a wild one.
He was clearly in an Uber or something.
Yeah. I did get a good question out of Baldy.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
It's a win. What's next?
The biggest tell to when Spike is comparing Jalen to some scrub in another sport is when after he does it, he says, look, I'm not comparing Jalen to him. Alex in Lancaster.
Yes.
But today it was Ben Simmons.
Yep. But I compared him to Alec Bohm.
That is fair.
Yeah.
If we're calling...
Not a scrub.
All right. Sure. I mean, like, Ben's a 3-time All-Star.
Okay.
Not a scrub.
Not a scrub. Well, yeah. Loser, though.
Who else you compare him to?
It was just those two.
Oh, I thought you had one. I thought you wanted more in your holster.
No, no. No.
All right.
What's next?
Cute press conference questions in Ojolari scoop, but I'm back, baby. D-Gun cooking ribs in Delaware.
I haven't seen D. Oh, yeah, he hadn't been on the grill in a while. He used to post all his...
Oh, really?
Oh,
all
yeah,
his grill stuff.
Cooking, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't letting that weasel win another Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah, y'all, somebody done woke up D-Gun.
Yep. Elliot is next with ESPM, also known as Go Birds Evenings. His special guest for 2 hours will be the great Brandon Lee Gowton of BleedingGreenNation.com. That will be next for 2 full hours. We'll be back with you tomorrow for 4 full hours. Same place, same time. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.